This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in to the Phillies? Hugh is. Kyle is. I am not there yet, though I am very happy.
Never
with...
left.
Yeah, that's a lie. No, I am not fully there, even though that's good baseball. And I do love the way they played this week. And the pitching was excellent with Ranger, who's really done a good job. Sanchez and Wheeler, who we expected from now. All right, your phone calls here. Hugh, before we go back to the phones in a couple minutes, can we give everyone a second clue?
Because do
we...
I have to? The first clue was so fire.
Well,
though.
I think it's you terrible. Do. People are not happy. We do have an incredible prize today. Pair of tickets to see Phillies Padres Tuesday, July 1st. It is an Xfinity fireworks show night after the game. The game starts at 6:30. Meet us before the first, before the game starts. We'll hang out. We're going to be at the game with you guys. Pair of tickets to give away. Hugh, second clue today is?
He was way ahead of his time.
All right, so we have a TV dad who was way ahead of his time.
Way ahead of his dad. That right. Should have gave it away right now.
We'll see. We'll see where people come down in the clues. All right, before we go any further with the show and a lot on the Phillies after the weekend. Hugh, it's a special week at WIP, the afternoon show. They're doing top 11 week, right? Everyone had to vote last week, so you had your chance to vote. We had our chance to vote. We were encouraged as a staff to submit our top 11s, and we all did, which, of course, we're going to participate in. So it's always a fun exercise, and I always think it's fun to see where it all comes out at the end of the week, right, where all the listeners and the hosts come together to put it together and what the top 11 are. Now, we all unveiled our top 11s, and this morning, Joe DeCamera revealed to the audience what his top 11 are. So I feel like, just in a matter of transparency, we should all do this, right? We submitted our top 11s. The afternoon show will go over the full results of the staff and everything. But I think, so it's all out there, we should all unveil how we voted for the top 11. Hugh, you want me to go first? You to go first? What do you want to do here?
Well, I just want to say, I feel like you should go last.
Having all my business in the street like that.
Well, that's too bad.
I mean, I just don't feel like...
It's not a political vote.
No, I'm just
we're
saying,
talking
I don't,
we're on public radio.
Yeah, this
I'm
is what we
saying,
do.
I don't feel like, all the time y'all being in my personal business.
We don't mind.
How I feel about certain...
So wait a second.
We don't mind.
But so my list is. It's...
You're afraid of the reaction of your list because only reason you don't unveil a vote.
I'm not afraid. I already know. I know exactly how everybody's going to react to my list.
Okay.
And I want to say this before I unveil my list. I can go first, last, however y'all want me to do it. I had a lot on my mind that day. I was
You are making excuses already.
It was hard to make this list, man.
Stop it!
I didn't know. I thought it was just for like personal bit. I didn't know we were gonna like unveil and tell everybody.
We are talk show hosts. We unveil
all
everything.
They're gonna go public.
Yeah, of course they are. You think if you had a bad vote, those guys on the afternoon show would not air it out? If we do it, then you can control the narrative.
You know what this means, Joe? Is that Hugh made this list. Like, this means this was his legitimate list.
Yes, this
because
is
he didn't
down.
Think he would get like, ridiculed
well,
for
well,
it.
I know.
Well,
sorry. You're gonna...
Well, it was a list that I made where I was kind of locked into to one sport at the time.
So, obviously you're speaking about the Eagles, right? They won the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's unfair.
No, I don't.
Mine is dominated by Eagles,
So is mine. I mean, I'll start us off. I'm going to give you a spoiler as I read it off. You're not missing it. I don't have any Sixers. They didn't earn a spot.
Me neither.
Their best player played 20-something games. They won 20-something games. Screw the Sixers. They're not on my list.
I kind of feel bad because I missed somebody.
Okay. Well, I think everyone probably did. So I'll go first.
I have a couple notable exclusions.
Right. I'll start us off.
So I'm not the only one.
All right. Why don't we do this?
Well, one of them was an accident.
Why don't we do this? Let's go around and give our lists, and then we can kind of react to everything that we said here. All right. Okay. I'll go first. Here is my list. What do you like better? You want to go 11 to 1, 1 to 11? What's the
how
best
do you
way?
Want, have it, whatever works for you.
I'll go 11 to 1.
Yeah, I think 11 to 1.
What kind of town? Okay. Number 11 on my list. Top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now that I submitted to the afternoon show. Cooper DeJean, impact rookie, touchdown in the Super Bowl. The defense changed in a meaningful way the minute he got on the field. Number 10. And I'll be totally honest, I didn't know what to do with this guy. I just said he has to be on the list after what he did last year. He has to, even though I was like, do I put him on? I decided at some point I can't not put him on. Number 10 is Zach Bond, all-pro linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles in a Super Bowl season. Number 9. Yes, you heard this correctly. At least he's on my list, unlike some people around here. Number 9, I have Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, no one's going to be happy with that.
I'm sorry. He's number 9. I just feel like the 8 players above him are better players. I mean, you could be mad about it or not. I don't care. Number 8. And I dropped this guy significantly. And I just, because I based it on the last year, Hugh, right? We did these lists a year ago. And I think over the last calendar year, this guy hasn't performed to the level he used to. He's hurt right now. The team didn't do much last year in terms of the biggest moments. I have Bryce Harper at number 8. He's fallen on my list. He was a top 3 guy for years on the list. You know, we did top 10 a few years ago. Afternoon show has begun top 11. He used to be top 3 for me. Bryce Harper falls to number 8. Number 7, I have Jordan Mailata. Number 6, I have Lane Johnson. I put those two guys right together. All right, my top 5, the 5 best athletes in Philadelphia sports right now. Number 5, I have Kyle Schwarber.
Mm.
Oh, kind of the opposite of Bryce Harper, where for the last year, he's been better. He's been their best offensive player. He's the straw that stirs the drink in this lineup. Kyle Schwarber, number 5. Number 4, I have A.J. Brown. We had a caller earlier who kind of mentioned his numbers. I don't knock A.J. Brown because his numbers were down last year. It was a running team. A.J.'s still a dominant wide receiver, number 4. Number 3 with the big leap, Jalen Carter. He was the best player on the best Eagles defense I've ever seen that won the Super Bowl, and he was a huge part of it. Number 2, Zach Wheeler. Number 1, Saquon Barkley. So my list, I'll read it the 1 through 11 now. Barkley, Wheeler, Jalen Carter, A.J. Brown, Kyle Schwarber, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts, Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, the 11 best players in Philadelphia sports right now. Hugh, what do you got for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to get killed for my list.
I can't wait for this.
I'll admit it, a few people. Do I have to do this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you got to give us the list you gave the afternoon show, because that's what's been.
Okay, I'm not going to check.
Yeah, because I knew you were thinking about that. This is what's in.
This is the
votes
legit
in.
List.
Yeah,
okay,
what do you got?
So I'm going to go from bottom to top.
Okay.
Number 11, I have Jordan Mailata.
Okay.
Number 10, I have Lane Johnson.
Hmm.
Number 9.
Hello.
What, excuse me?
Lane's a little low. That's
okay. This is my list. Crazy. Like, this was like, okay, it's going well.
Come on,
I'm
gonna really get ridiculed. Okay, number 9 is Zach Wheeler.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, we're gonna make the sounds every time I give one. Okay, number 8, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 7, Cooper DeJean. Zach Bond is number 6. Devontae Smith, number 5.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna get killed for that. Number 4. is Jalen Carter. Number 3, Bryce Harper. Number 2, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, jeez.
Number 2, Jalen Hurts.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. And number 1 is Saquon Barkley.
No. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have Devontae Smith's a heck of a player. Second receiver on a running team ahead of Zach Wheeler. Yeah. And I'm supposed to sit here and accept this.
I forgot to put A.J. Brown on my list, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I forgot to put AJ Brown.
People forget things.
I forgot.
No.
Kyle Schwarber.
So no Schwarber. You got Wheeler at 9?
No, listen.
This is a joke.
Okay.
Hold on. People forget things.
That's because you forgot someone too, didn't you?
I also forgot Schwarber.
Hold on. We used to be billed as the Kyle Schwarber Show, and both of you don't have Schwarber on there. Guys on pace for 50 something home runs.
First of all, when you get this email and you're asked to give this list, sometimes you tend to forget people.
Oh, this is nonsense.
I forgot AJ Brown.
Well, AJ is egregious. I think if anything, I would have put him lower on the list. Like, he's not a position player.
But does he belong on the list?
He probably belongs on the list.
He absolutely
does. He belongs
on
the list over the number 11 guys that I put on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's a lot of Hughes list that we can attack. Zach Wheeler at number 9 is an affront.
That's a disgrace.
He's one of the 5 best pitchers in his sport.
It's a problem.
Once every 5 days.
That's his job. What he does.
Yeah, Jalen Saquon play once every 7 days.
Jalen Hurts throws 18 passes once every 7 days.
He don't work out, man. Come on, Zach.
Who cares? He dominates.
That's even more of a plus.
Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 30 times a game every 7 days.
Then he would definitely be up higher.
Oh, my goodness. All
right. Zach, my bad, dog, but I mean, you know, you won every 5 days. Once every 5 days.
Zach has told us he listens to the show. This is embarrassing for us.
I thought I was going to catch more heat for Devontae over AJ, to be totally honest.
Well, you kind of softened the blow, but you just forgot about AJ.
I forgot. Yeah.
Maybe the guy at number 2, maybe you wouldn't forget about AJ if he threw him the ball more.
I got to tell you, I don't like the DeGenes over Quinion. By both of you.
I don't have Quinion on my list. Yeah, I have Cooper on the list.
Quinion's a better corner than
who's a better athlete? More impactful player on the field?
Well, he had to, I would say, Quinion,
well, Quinion's
you're right.
more impactful on the field.
But not sure.
There's no question.
I'm a prisoner of the moment. And right now, I guess I'm putting in Cooper DeGene's rock star status as well as his ability on the field. I'll take the L for
even,
that one.
They don't even throw at Quinion.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll take the L for that one. I get your point,
He goes against the best receivers on the team.
Sometimes.
Well, more than Cooper DeGene does.
Well, if they're in the slot, Cooper DeGene gets them. Okay. Well, I believe in Quinion.
But what are their numbers against Cooper versus Quinion?
Well, I don't know. I don't have those on me. Okay. I mean,
Quinion was, you know, he was up there for rookie of the year.
Sure
last
he was.
Year.
But when Quinion was on the field, they were struggling. As soon as Cooper got out there, the defense changed.
Those
are facts.
That's a truism.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I sort of right now my next wave, and Quinion was in the next wave. I'm a Quinion guy, but I thought
that says more about Avante Maddox being a total turd than it does anything Quinion Mitchell.
Perhaps, but the versatility of Cooper that was there. All right.
I'm already getting heat for my list.
You should get heat for your list. Zach Wheeler at 9 is a joke.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And I can't believe I'm so excited this week for the difference in opinion on Jalen, right? Because Hugh has him as high as 2. Yep. I have him at 9. DeCamera didn't have Jalen Hurts on his list. I believe he said this morning he'd have him in the 15-to-20 range.
He said it was straight-faced.
You know my favorite part of that is? Last week, they were arguing the morning show if Jalen Hurts is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL, yet he's the 15th best player. Philadelphia
sports. Well, it would say a lot about the players we have in Philly.
That might. All right, Kyle, what's your list?
Number 11, regrettably, because I think this is probably where I would have had Kyle Schwarber. Right on the cusp, though, so it's not like, I don't think, there's a bigger one, I think, bigger omission on my list.
What
but I probably should have put Kyle Schwarber at 11, but Trey's at 11. Put Trey Turner at 11. I will also contend Trey at least does play a position. Not very well.
I'm glad you said that. So I didn't have to.
But he at least plays the field. I mean, look, if we had to deal with Kyle Schwarber in left field every day, we would probably, I mean, not as important of a position, but Schwarber's not a very good left fielder. Doesn't play a position.
Yeah, but okay. All right, go ahead.
Number 10 is Quinion. DeGene is not on the list.
Hmm.
Yep. Zach Bond number 9.
Did you have difficulty with Bond too? I just didn't know where to put him. But I said to myself, he's got to be on the list.
I think he has to be on. He was. I mean, he could have been defensive player of the year last year.
Yes.
And he was massive for this defense.
He definitely balled out.
Like, if you're thinking of the most important players on the Eagles defense, it was Jalen Carter 1, Zach Bond 2.
I agree.
I think.
Cooper Sheen 3. Go ahead.
I had to put that in. Jordan Mailata, number 8. Joel Embiid, number 7. Guys, Joel Embiid had to be on the list.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he did.
Not really.
Yes, he did.
He's a part-time player.
So, I mean, so is Bryce Harper at this point, if we want to be honest.
That's why I knocked him, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I think you kind of, they're a little bit more similar type of players, I think, than people would like to admit. People are just mad at the Sixers right now. Joel Embiid is a top 11 athlete in the city.
I disagree. I think the Harper comparison is interesting, and we're trending in the wrong direction with Harper, but I didn't have Embiid.
Embiid's had one bad season, guys.
I know, but he could be done.
Sure. And if he is next year, he will be off the top 11 list. I'd like to give him a little bit of grace for just one bad season so far.
I give you that. I give you that fair.
So Joel Embiid on the list should be on a lot of people's lists. Jalen Carter is number 6.
I think that's low.
This is what made me realize that we have a lot of damn good players.
That he was
in
6.
In Philly.
Yeah.
That he was 6. And, I mean, the Eagles are pretty much dominating the list. A.J. Brown I had at number 5. I just think his impact on the offense is, you know, if Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. But you see the difference when he's not on the field.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Bryce Harper is the number 4 athlete in Philadelphia. Number 3 is Lane Johnson. I think Lane Johnson might be, like, the most underrated player in the city, just considering I think you can make an argument that he's, like, the best overall player on the Eagles.
So and maybe has been for a long time.
Right. So I put Lane Johnson there. Zach Wheeler is number 2. I mean, putting it at number 9 is a total disgrace.
It's a joke.
Why are you making fun of Mumbler?
And because it's a joke. And Saquon, number 1, is, I think, the clear cut.
I actually think the 1 and 2 should be clear cut. The two best athletes in Philadelphia, and not just, like, I think that their performance over the last couple years, or last year, right, just the last year, Saquon and Wheeler. We have a guy that competed for the MVP of the league in the NFL, 2,000 yards, and a guy who's pitched at a Cy Young level all the time. That I think those two should be in stone. I know most people don't agree with that. So we'll see where people come down as the lists are revealed fully on the afternoon show. They're going to have their lists and everyone else, and we'll see by the end of the week how the whole voting went. But there are lists. All right, so what I have to attack on yours, on everyone's list here, not including Schwarber, is a real knock on our show. I mean, we used to be the Kyle Schwarber show, and you guys...
This is true.
I don't know if we can be called that anymore.
I apologize for that.
You should apologize.
I mean, because after I did my list, I was like, damn, I forgot Schwarber.
Should you apologize for leaving?
Yes. Wheeler at 9 is an affront. It's just, we can't do that. And what are we doing with Jalen Hurts at 2?
Won the Super Bowl.
He was a game manager most of the season.
Won the Super Bowl, though, Joe. Won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl.
Well, but
every year.
Why is he getting
the Avante Maddox won the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts was the catalyst.
No, he was not.
He was the catalyst.
Saquon Barkley.
Wait, he was the catalyst in the title game and the Super Bowl.
He was
not
the
season.
He was in the Super Bowl, and he was the catalyst for them winning the game.
Hold on. Saquon was...
Who was the MVP? Who's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Who's the MVP?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
What about the season? What about the last year?
Who was the MVP of the Super Bowl? That's all.
Who was the MVP of the team?
Who's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley. Who was the MVP of the team?
Who was the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Who was the MVP of the season? The team. The reason they were in the Super Bowl.
Saquon Barkley.
The reason why they won the game. The Super Bowl.
The defense.
Jalen Hurts.
No, come on.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and if this offends you, I apologize in advance.
I'm offended.
Okay, I know you're going to be. How many other quarterbacks in the league could they have put in there in the Super Bowl and still won the game?
Don't.
I got a number. I got a number for you.
How many quarterbacks? There's only two that played on that Super Bowl Sunday.
But if you
say, no one cares.
They probably could have won that game with 15 other starting quarterbacks.
Was the quarterback of the Eagles that won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So you didn't answer the question.
I did answer.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, wow. I did.
Best quarterback in the league, probably.
I asked the question, and you just...
If my arms were longer, I would be a Hall of Famer. That's the same argument we have. It's not the same thing.
If they swap the Eagles defense out for the average defense in the NFL, would they still have won the Super Bowl?
They probably would still won the Super Bowl.
How many?
The way that Jalen was playing? Yeah, they probably still won. They probably still won.
You're not being serious.
I say that with a straight face.
Oh, my God.
I tell all of you people, if they're looking at me, I say that with a straight face.
All right. 215-592-9494. We're going to have a lot going on here. You can react to our list, top 11 here, and you probably have problems with all of them. I think my list, at least I had Kyle Schwarber in there. Quinyon Cooper's an interesting debate. If you had to guess, do either both or none or just one make the full top 11? I think Cooper's got more buzz.
One, at least one.
People,
I would say Cooper.
People like Cooper more. Like, he's more out there.
He's a rock star.
I understand that.
And, like, this is what Hugh does with Jason Kelce all the time. It's the exposure.
Cooper's the truth.
Cooper's more of a, well, but like
it helps Cooper.
But
he's
like
on
you
top
always
of your
diminish
mind.
Jason Kelce and act like that he's only has his status because of where how much exposure he gets. Like Quinion's the silent killer, man.
He is, and I think that probably hurts him in people thinking about his name.
Yeah.
But Cooper did also earn the consideration for this. Like he was a chess piece for Vic Fangio's defense.
No, I understand that, but like I don't know where you think the defense would be without Quinion Mitchell last year.
I think it's easier to find a Quinion Mitchell than a Cooper DeGene.
I completely disagree.
A guy could play safety, corner, inside, outside.
Well, he's pretty versatile, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard
but
to find with the size.
You don't
and
just
the
get
speed.
Like a top three corner in the league. Like, and they don't just grow on trees.
Well, if he is that, we'll see.
We don't even know if Cooper can play the outside. Like, we say he's versatile, but like, we've only seen him in that one role.
Sure. Okay. Well, Vic thinks he can.
Right. But that's wonderful. that doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Yet.
Let's go back to the phones here. Phillies, are you fully bought back in? Top 11s. So we have a wide range for Jalen Hurts. So Kyle, there was no Jalen Hurts on your
list.
No,
I didn't put him on the list.
Mm. Wow, that's disrespectful.
It's well, I don't think it is. Like I think there's a lot of Eagles on the team that are like top 3-4 at their position in the entire league, and I don't think Jalen is.
The straw that
I think Jalen has to be on the list.
The straw that stirs the drink doesn't mean you're a top 11 player
in
the city.
It kind of does.
I think he needs to be on the list. Now, he's in the back of my list, so I'm not pretending that I had him one or two. But it just felt weird to me to have a list without Jalen Hurts.
Right.
He's the quarterback. He does play the most important position in
like,
the city.
If we're going to do the straw that stirs the drink analogy, what are the more important components of the drink? The ingredients in the drink or the stir that mixed them together? Or the straw that mixed them together.
Well the ingredients help the straw.
Yeah, exactly. It helps make everything. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, I rest
work
my case.
In concert. Not really.
Thanks for giving me a layup analogy.
I think he should be on the list. I'll just say it that
definitely
way.
Definitely should be on the list.
So you're aligned with DeCameron. No Jalen Hurts as a top 11 athlete in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to the phones. You react to the top 11 list. And, of course, the Phillies. Are you fully bought back in? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. Well, we're giving away tickets, a pair of them. Phillies, Padres, July 1st, fireworks night. Hang out with us before the game and then watch a big game on July 4th week. Pat is up on WIP. Hey, Pat.
Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Pat?
So, Joe, I'm not all in. I probably won't be all in until sometime in October because I don't think this team has done anything to get me more invested than I already am. I go back to, Kyle Tucker. They could have got him. The trade the Red Sox made last night, you're telling me they couldn't have matched that and gotten an improved the offense?
Yeah, Pat, I was thinking about it. So I was thinking about it last night. As soon as I saw the news, I was trying to, make an equivalent, what the Giants gave up compared to what the Phillies. And they could have made the trade. What I thought of, because if people missed it, Rafael Devers went from the Red Sox to Giants last night. And really, they didn't give up much in terms of prospects or players. Pat, the equivalent I thought of when I saw the trade was, Mick Abel, Taijuan Walker, and maybe Justin Crawford to get Rafael Devers. That kind of felt like what it was. Like a young pitcher with some upside, a bad contract, and one, pretty good prospect. That's it.
Right, and then Crawford's, I've seen Crawford play multiple times. The dude has no pop, so basically he doesn't solve your outfield issue and the whole thing. So he's basically Rojas and Marsh the whole time. So, that I don't see him, plugging any holes when he's called up. So getting rid of him for a back end help right now, really doesn't do anything. Really doesn't bother me at this point.
Yeah, I would have loved Devers, Pat. It would have. I mean, he would have had a DH on this team, and it would have made them worse defensively. But boy, that bat. And Pat, the other thing, the Giants just got better, and they're in this wild card race with the Phillies in playoff race. Like that. That was a big deal last night for sure.
Right. And another thing too, basically we know what this team is. They're going to win 90 plus games. Like the starting pitching is way too good for them to drop off like that. But at this point, unless Otto Kemp's glove improves and he's a regular day player, or Bryce comes back and is he's magically better. I don't know how it's going to be better after when he's off the DL when it wasn't better after the whole offseason. But if he's magically the player he was a season and a half ago, okay, fine. But again, we're not going to know till early October who this team really is and who they're going to be matched up against. So it's really a catch 22 at this point.
I hear you. I can hear it's tough for you to go fully back in. I mean, Pat, I feel similar. Like, I don't think they're bad when they lose to the Pirates. Like, they are this, and I also don't think now they're the best team in baseball because they had a good week. Like, they go up, they go down. The trade deadline is going to be a big deal. They need help in the bullpen, we know, and they need another bat. There's just no question. Pat, what do you have for us? What's your guess? Hughes Clues, TV Dad, who was what, Hugh, ahead of his time?
He was ahead of his time.
All right, what do you got?
Ahead of his time. I was going to say Danny Tanner, but it's probably not Danny Tanner.
It's not Danny Tanner, but Danny Tanner's a good TV dad.
Who's Danny Tanner?
Full House.
Full House. Okay, no. When the big Full House.
Yeah. You want a TGIF guy?
Mm-mm.
You know who that is?
Thank God it's Friday,
yeah,
right?
Well, that was like
the show.
It was the Friday night lineup on ABC back in the day. It was part of it. 215-592-9495. All right, your phone call's coming up. All right, I was just mentioned there by a caller. Rhea brought it up as well. The Rafael Devers. There was actually two huge trades yesterday in pro sports. One in baseball that affects the Phillies. One in the NBA that you could say does affect the Sixers. We'll get to both of those. Our reaction to them yesterday. Your reaction to the top 11 list of Phillies. Are you fully buying back in? I'm not there yet. I'm considering it. You guys haven't convinced me today. Hugh says he's back in.
Never left.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that.
Kyle, I believe, is back in for today. I do believe that. 215-592-9494. Philly tickets to give away. Another clue coming up in the 12 o'clock hour on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.